Well, good afternoon. It's funny, the text line is still abuzz with community slogans and community superpowers. And someone on there said, you should look at doing a segment sometime on ghost towns, on towns that used to exist, names that one time you would recognize as a community in Saskatchewan. However, maybe now there's a couple of old tattered buildings, or maybe there's nothing even left. That's a good one. So we'll have to keep that in mind as well. There's lots of those communities in Saskatchewan. Well, off the start of the show today, we talked about the fact that the 2025 Midwestern Legislative Conference has been held right here in Saskatchewan. It's in its final day today. It actually fired up on the weekend, this past weekend. It's brought legislators, business and industry leaders from 11 U.S. states, 4 Canadian provinces, here to the province of Saskatchewan, hosted in Saskatoon. It's meetings happening at TCU Place. The chair of this year's conference is Minister Lori Carr, who we have had on this program many times, the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, the Minister of Seniors and Rural and Remote Health. She's from Estevan Big Money as the MLA, and she joined us this morning on the show. I was happy to have her. Just a bit of a recap on what does the conference hope to achieve? How has it been going? And I started off by asking Minister Carr, how did you end up as conference chair?
When you are the host of the conference, when it's your turn, you get to be a chair for a full year. And within our caucus, it was decided that it would be my turn to do that.
It was decided. I like how you worded that. I'm guessing it's a little bit of extra work on your plate. Has it been rewarding?
You know, it's been a lot of extra work. It's been super rewarding, but there's really a team behind me of legislators. There were 7 of us that were on a committee, and we've been working at this for probably about 18 months, and just everybody pitched in and did their part.
What's the point? This is an annual conference. In fact, this is, I believe, I read the 79th annual. Am I right?
Yeah, this year is the 79th annual conference of the Midwestern Legislative.
So what is the focus of this conference? What was in the inception of it and how it's transformed through the years?
Yeah, you know, it really brings legislators together. We get the opportunity to hear panels, do workshops, have site tours, and focus on regional issues. It's actually lawmakers from those 4 Canadian provinces. It's Alberta, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Ontario. And then there are 11 states. And we gather to collaborate on trade, infrastructure, energy security, and it really just offers us an opportunity to strengthen the ties with our neighbors, to build those partnerships that benefit the residents and communities on both sides of the border.
Chatting today with Minister Lori Carr, who is the chair of the 2025 Midwestern Legislative Conference. Can you set the mood for us? What's the tone been like in terms of, I'm actually most curious between the American delegates and the Canadian delegates. Given everything that's going on, I think there's no better indicator of how things truly are than that grassroots connection at coffee breaks and lunch and meal breaks. How has that been, Minister?
Yeah, we've had a lot of opportunity to have discussions with our American legislators, and they were kind of worried at first. They weren't sure, given the environment, if we were actually going to host the conference. And I would argue that there is no better time to host a conference like this than right now in this environment. And people were super upbeat. They were thankful to be here. And the conversations that took place left me no question that, you know, there is just much, much more that brings us together than will ever divide us. And we'll get through what's going on here. And our path forward will be strong as our economies continue to grow.
You know, I've heard a couple of the American leaders and politicians speak just in news stories. We've had some of our newsroom staff and reporters down there covering the conference. It appears as though there is, and I'm speaking in generalities, but a bit of a disconnection between a lot of the leaders that are participating in this conference and what's coming out of Washington, what's going on nationally, certainly with the president. Is that a fair sense?
I mean, I guess what I would say is this is nonpartisan. When we come to this convention, and intentionally, when I looked at the list of delegates that were coming up from the U.S., I didn't focus on whether they were Republican or Democrat, because we want to talk about issues that mean everything to everybody. And the tone was just really good. And, you know, we do what we can at our level. We want them to hear the importance of the trade that happens between our states and make them aware of, you know, pending tariffs or whatever that might look like would have on the cost of agriculture or a piece of equipment, you know, name your product. And they fully understand that. So they will take that message forward for us. I mean, at the end of the day, there's one person that's going to make the decision. But I know that a conference like this helps us do the work that we need to do to ensure that Saskatchewan's message gets through.
Mm-hmm. It's the last day of the conference today. And again, we're chatting with the 2025 Midwestern Legislative Conference Chair, Minister Lori Carr, is my guest. What would you say highlights so far have been? Today's the last day of the conference. Some of the things that you will reflect on and think that was a high point in this year's conference.
For sure. So the chair's initiative, which I had the opportunity to pick, is called Fueling North America's Energy Future. So it's our energy security. Obviously, coming from Estevan, power production is near and dear to my heart. But a lot of the panels that we had in the discussions, for example, we had one with Tim Gitzel, who is Cameco president, John Gorman with Westinghouse, and Premier Moe. And it was just a really good discussion on what the future can look like and how we really need that reliable and affordable baseload power. But more important, they talked about the interconnectivity between Canada and the U.S. I mean, right now today, 5.6 million homes in the U.S. are being powered by power coming from Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, like that's a lot.
Yeah.
So that cross-border relationship is super important. And so these gentlemen, they just truly highlighted the importance of having North American energy security and not being reliant on anybody else. And we need to do that together as our two countries. And we are doing that, and we will continue to do it in the future. Mm-hmm. And then we also had the opportunity to talk about trade. Our trade with our U.S. states and the country as a whole, it will continue to go up. But we do need to continue to focus on that diversification. I mean, obviously, we've worked very proactively as a province to have those trade offices across the world, and we'll continue to do that and build those markets. But we're going to still be a really strong trading partner with the U.S. And those were the conversations that took place.
So I'm curious to know, Minister, I mean, there's obviously lots of relationship building, contacts. Obviously, there's all kinds of benefits to building the strength in the relationships. Are there any tangible takeaways that come from this conference that we can say we're actually doing this now as a result of this conference?
Well, for an example, yesterday there was a signing ceremony between a company called PSI Group here in Saskatoon and a Wisconsin-based company, HMI Company. And so they're going to be, they have similar type companies, and they're going to be working collaboratively moving forward. And so it was this organization that, you know, helped them become aware of each other. And now they're going to be working collaboratively together. And I think that's just a great example of how we work together as business and as legislators across borders.
Minister Lori Carr joined me this morning, the chair of the Midwestern Legislative Conference, which wraps up today in Saskatoon. Some free entertainment tonight. And you may not even have to leave your place. Just go into the backyard and look up. I've got Samantha Lawler popping in for a quick chat next, Associate Professor of Astronomy with the University of Regina. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Good afternoon, Evan Bray. Great to have you back. So I mentioned, I mean, it's busy weekend coming up with the Saskatchewan Day long weekend. Many, many people will be back in their hometown communities or enjoying the exhibitions that are happening in Saskatoon, Prince Albert, Regina over the weekend. There is some fun viewing that could happen tonight or maybe even tomorrow night that's not going to cost you anything. Maybe just a short excursion out of the city, out of the bright lights, so that you can look up and see what there is to see. And I think I'll leave it there and bring in our guest to help us understand. Samantha Lawler, who joins our program regularly, Associate Professor of Astronomy with the University of Regina, is joining us by phone. Samantha, thanks for joining us on your lunch hour.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tonight, what have we got going on in the sky?
Tonight, we've got a couple of meteor showers, so lots of shooting stars will be visible.
What exactly is a meteor shower?
So this is, so you've seen pictures of comets. There's a bunch of gas and dust evaporating off of comets, and that doesn't disappear. It actually kind of stays in orbit behind the comet. So a meteor shower happens when Earth flies through the tail of a comet from, you know, long ago. And so it's kind of like bug splats on your windshield, right? Like the Earth is moving very fast through its orbit, and it hits these little dust particles that burn up in the atmosphere, and they're beautiful, a lot prettier than bug splats.
So is there a time of night that's best? Is it literally once it's dark, or do we know what time of night would be best to view?
So anytime you go out and look up, there will be a few more shooting stars than usual. The best time is actually, like after midnight, before dawn. So in the very late part of the night. There's a couple of different meteor showers that are happening that are both coming from the south. And there's another meteor shower that's ramping up over the next couple of weeks that's coming from the east. So really anywhere you look in the sky, there could be shooting stars.
And so when you say from the south, from the east, is it as simple as saying you kind of look in those general directions and that's where they're likely to be?
That's where they're likely to originate from, right? They'll be streaking across the sky. But if you took a time-lapse photo of all the streaks, they all point to one spot on the sky, just because that's where the comet tail is intersecting with Earth's orbit. Mm. So really anywhere you look on the sky, you're likely to see more shooting stars than usual. And the moon is nice and small right now. So if you're out in the second half of the night, the moon is already set. It's perfect for stargazing and looking for shooting stars. The moon will be getting bigger and it'll be getting a little harder over the coming days.
Right. Okay. And easily visible with just the human eye.
Oh yeah. Just lay down, get a comfy blanket, find a dark spot and just lay down and look up. That's the best way to look for shooting stars.
And it's not just tonight, potentially over a couple of nights. Am I right?
Yeah, tonight is the peak, but it doesn't just end. It's kind of a broad peak. So there will continue to be more shooting stars for the next week or so. And then, like I said, there's this other meteor shower, the Perseids, that's ramping up right now. And that one will peak in a couple of weeks. So there should be more shooting stars from that. But that'll be happening with an almost full moon. So it won't be quite as good for viewing.
Kids off school, this might be a night to keep them up late and take them out of town so that they can have a look what's going on in the sky.
Yeah, get out and look up. It's a great time of year. There's all sorts of lovely things up in the sky. The Milky Way, a few planets, if you're up really late. It's gorgeous right now.
Appreciate you joining us as always, Samantha. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me. Clear skies, everybody.
Samantha Lawler, Associate Professor of Astronomy, University of Regina, and the meteor shower could be very, very visible tonight in our province. Like Samantha often advises, you've got to get yourself out of the bright lights of the city best to be able to see it. The number of texts that we still are getting from people talking about small town slogans or superpowers. Lucy in Saskatoon said, don't forget Corrobert, the flyway of the Canada Goose. Live long, Saskatchewan, live it up days. And, of course, close by, Turtle Lake is home of the Turtle Lake Monster. A couple of people texting in about Nipawin, exceptional by nature, and then saying you've got to come and visit fishing, golf, snowmobiling. Duck Lake would be one of the oldest movie towns in Saskatchewan. The movie Alien Thunder back in the 1970s was shot there. Neilberg, famous for their annual Farmers Olympics and Tractor Rodeo. The third weekend in August, it's a great community event. Added tractor pulls this year. It's held at the Manitou Pioneers Museum grounds. You can check it out on Facebook. Esterhazy, the potash capital of the world. Yeah, here's the one Laura sent in. Nipawin used to be a great place to grow, but they've called it to exceptional by nature recently. Kelvington, we got a text about Kelvington and the number of homegrown NHL players. I've had a couple of people saying Lanigan, Saskatchewan could give Kelvington a run for their money when it comes to homegrown NHL players. Todd Strube, former coworker of mine, very good hockey player, He's retired from the police service now, but the Strube clan, I believe, are from the Lanigan area. All very good hockey players for sure. Sean from McLean. McLean is the highest point on the Canadian Pacific Railway main line east of the Rockies. Thank you for that one. Sheldon from Estevan says, any jokes about Climax yet? Our sex and intimacy counselor segment of the program was yesterday on the show, so no, we didn't go there today. It's been a full show. It's been a great show. Lots of good conversation. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow morning at 8:30, and I hope you can join us right here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.